from radioinfo.com.au. This is the Morning Report on what's happening in radio this Thursday, the 13th of February. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining us. Looking over the headlines this morning, former 2GB CEO Adam Lang is involved in more legal action. Radio Days announces expert speakers and a new report into media gender inequity. I'll have the details on these stories and others in just a moment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
While Adam Lang has departed his role as chief executive at Macquarie, now Nine Radio, he still has some unfinished business with the radio industry. His defamation suit against the Daily Telegraph is apparently getting close to settlement, and now he's going after former 2GB personality Michael Smith. Lang is suing Smith over comments made in Smith's blog. If you've got time on your hands or you really want to find out where radio is headed, you might want to consider taking leave and jetting to Lisbon in late March for the Radio Days conference. The rundown now includes many of the top players in radio from across Europe in production, advertising, and podcasting. You know, I suspect a lot of emphasis this year will be on podcasting. A new report into gender equity in Australian broadcasting has revealed a 21.8% gender pay gap. The report says there's a gender and diversity imbalance that exists right across the industry at the most senior levels. While women outnumber men in radio journalism, the report says the vast majority of on-air presenters, including breakfast hosts, are men. Reports on all these stories are available in full at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here are some other stories catching industry attention today. America's Corporation for Public Broadcasting distributes nearly $500 million of taxpayer funding to more than 1,500 public radio and television stations each year. Now, President Trump wants the corporation phased out over the next 2 years. He's tried to send them packing before, but each time he's been blocked by Congress. It'll certainly be interesting to see what happens this time. Tony Martin is the latest guest on Ben Ryan's blog, Why Did the Chicken Cross Live to the Studio? During their chat, Tony was quizzed on whether he has any plans to return to full-time radio. And he revealed to Ben the toll that producing a daily show took on his personal life. Sydney's youth-focused community station, FBI, has announced the winners of its Smack Awards. Record of the Year went to Julia Jacklin for Crushing. 1-4 took Song of the Year for Spot the Difference, with the Smack of the Year being Heidi Lenfer. The full detail of these and other industry stories are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Former 2UE news director Clinton Maynard says he's very happy with his new role as an on-the-road reporter for 2GB. And Natasha Dean-Jones is doing an intra-company move now that Nine owns 4BC. She's leaving Cannon Hill for Mount Cutha to produce regional news for Nine News Queensland. On the job front, community stations seem to be leading the way right now, with Sunshine Coast Christian station Salt 106.5 looking for a confident communicator to join their brekkie team. You can check out details of this and many other industry jobs right there on the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to stay on top of what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check on Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.